Welcome to the Inside Show. I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And today we're going to talk about a debugger command called .ecxr.
Exception context record. And sometimes it gets confused, and I do this myself verbally, with the exr command and the cxr command.
Right, and then there's also the ecxr command. And they all are slightly different variations on similar.
There's actually one more, exptr, which people never use, but also is the same ballpark.
Right.
So what is an ecxr? So we need to take a step back and talk about how we generated this metadata to leverage it. Mm-hmm. And it comes from using the minidump write dump API. This is the API that generates a dump file.
So this is called by the operating system if it catches some access violation or something like that that's not handled by the app.
And this is what Windows Air Reporting uses. This is what SysInternals proc dump uses. This is what lots of task manager create dump uses. Mm-hmm. You specify the process you want to dump, what files it's going to be written to, what type of dump file, and then more importantly, the exception parameters. Mm-hmm. The exception parameters give you the thread that it happened on, and then a thing called the exception pointers, and this is what can be accessed with the exptr command. Mm-hmm. But more commonly, people tend to look at the internals of that and use the exception record and the context record explicitly. Right. So the exr command helps you look at the first one, the exception record, and the .cxr command helps you look at the context record. Mm-hmm. There is two ways of getting this metadata into the dump file. There's this mini dump, write dump way of approaching it. Mm-hmm. The way the memory is inserted in the dump file is in metadata in the header of the dump file. There can also be the same information just laying around in some RAM of the process. Mm. And so these commands kind of go one with each other. The exr, cxr, ex pointers, actually you have to specify, hey, do you want to access RAM or do I want to access the one in the header?
So if I don't give it any parameters, it would access the one in the
header.
Header,
correct. So if we bring up a dump file, this is a crash that happened, an access violation in some code. What we can see is if we just look at the first few frames, you can see actually Windows Air Reporting working. So the crash has happened actually just right here. The exception field has kicked in. Mm-hmm. Windows Air Reporting is being called. And this wait for multiple objects is actually waiting for proc dump to finish writing the dump file.
I see.
It's actually done a create process, and this handle is actually waiting for the handle of procdump itself.
So these are not connected to the problem at all. This is just the exception handling.
Yeah. So the exceptions happened, and then we've moved forward in time. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do is wind back in time to the actual issue.
And it even gives you a little help thing up there in your
It does, right here.
Yeah.
And so what this ECXR is doing is saying, let's set the context of the debugger back in time before this code started running, right? And so if I do exr and so it's going to set the exception context record backwards, mm-hmm. I really wish that actually the cxr command, which is roughly the same thing, supported cxr minus one, so that it was kind of equivalent, but it's not. And in this case, we've wound back in time. We'll look at a few frames, and you can see something to do with audio crashed on this dump file.
So this is a more relevant stack, and we've gotten this because the stack pointer has been pulled back to what was in that ECXR record. And I see it dumps out some registers here. We've got the RAX, RBX, RCX. So these are essentially the contents of what was in the ECXR, right?
Yep.
And these are a sort of a snapshot of the processor, the CPU registers at the time that exception occurred. Mm. So we're pulling those back in, viewing the debug through that, the context of those registers, right?
But most notably, it's just the registers. You are not winding back the clock for the entire virtual address space of the process.
Right.
And so if this pointer is pointed to something on the heap or a call stack,
could be gone by now.
Yeah, particularly in multi-threading programs where things are being updated, this could be representing stale data. Mm-hmm. Now, in most cases, I would say 90% plus, you tend to crash pretty fast. I mean, you're crashing, and then that's it. You're out of there. And so it's nanoseconds.
So there's not a lot of time for the memory to go get moved around.
Yeah, get damaged. But there's definitely things like where another thread might be busy changing the content of a list or something, and then it becomes unenumerable because it's doing all the right things. It's got locking and stuff, but it's not in a transactionally consistent state.
So that's important to think about if you are debugging something that seems sort of timing critical, that what you're seeing in the dump is not necessarily what was in memory at the time the problem happened.
Yeah.
So you can kind of go down some rabbit holes there if you don't keep that in mind.
You definitely
can.
Wow,
it doesn't look like that data's any good. Well,
you've been writing the list wrong, No. It's just purely a timing issue, yes.
Right.
So in general, open up a user dump file. Most crashes, I don't know of any crash system that doesn't use doesn't put an exception context record in the header. Mm-hmm. As soon as you open up a crash dump, .ecxr, and away you go. There's no point trying to debug the Windows Error Reporting or other code base code. You want to wind back in time.
Does the ECXR work in kernel mode debugging as well, or is this strictly a user mode?
Purely a user mode concept.
Okay, so on user mode crash dumps.
Cool. All right. And that's the ECXR command.
All right. Thanks for watching.